up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, greetings, ladies and germs, and all the ships at sea. I don't know, that's what Walter Winchell used to say. Something like that, anyway. Hey, here we go with another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got a stack of records, and hopefully you're all out there listening. I am the conduit by which these records will make their way into your ears. That's my plan, anyway. So, yeah, got a big stack of records to work our way through for another round of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us. Let's jump right into it here with Joe Fidor and the band. This is the Town to Town Polka.
Miasteczka do miasteczka, ej, od miasteczka do miasteczka pojedziemy przygrywać te piękne polskie pioseneczki. Od wioseczki do wioseczki, ej, od wioseczki do wioseczki pojedziemy, wypijemy się tam dobro gorzołeczkę. Ha! Kusiolka do Boblinka, bejło, kusiolka do Boblinka pojedziemy przygrywać te piękne polskie pioseneczki. Od Fiedora i do Ryza, bejło, Fiedora i do Ryza pojedziemy, wypijemy se tam dobrą gorzołeczkę. Tam dziewczyny będziemy grać i tańczyć. Od miasteczka do miasteczka, ej, od miasteczka do miasteczka jedźmy chłopcy, jedźmy, jedźmy, zagramy im tam do tańca.
There you go, Joe Fidor and the band gets us rolling on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour and the Town to Town Polka. Let's see, what have I got? What have I got going there? I got things twirling around I don't even know about here. Anyway, glad you're with us for another show. Interesting pile of records here, because every now and then I get digging in the back shelves where things are that I kind of shoved away the last time I played them and forgot about them. So I pulled out a bunch of them, so we're going to have a fabulous variety on the show this week. In fact, here's a Johnny Pecan record we haven't heard in a while. This is the Doodle-Dee Polka. Not the Doodle-Dee-Doo Polka. It's just the Doodle-Dee Polka. There you go, Johnny Pecan's Orchestra there, the Doodledee Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. Another week of, fun records, good times. I hope maybe you're dancing. That would be even better. You know, don't forget to hydrate occasionally. And I just want you to know, by the way, that all the records, because everything we play here on the Oompa Hour comes off records. Every record we play here on the Oompa Hour is washed in hot soapy water to make sure there are no virus germs anywhere in any of the music we play. So you're perfectly safe. This is the coronavirus free zone here. The free show, free zone. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to worry about it. We're going to dance. Eddie Wojcik's orchestra. Here's the Bartender Polka.
Bartender, bartender, he's a jolly scout. He takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Hey!
I know a bartender. He and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Yeah!
One for the road. He says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Hey!
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
They have it, Eddie Wojcik's orchestra there, the Bartender Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad you're along. Got Fez Frischi and his Goosetown band coming up here. Haven't heard from them for months here on the show. It's about time I got to that back record shelf and dug that one out. So stand by, that's coming up after we talk about World of Accordions Museum. And I invite you to pay him a visit, should you feel so inclined. Which is a ridiculous line. You feel so inclined. Were you like falling over sideways or something? Anyway, World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online. Because looking at the pictures and reading about it will tell you a lot more information than I can in just a few minutes here. But man, we're talking like 2,400 accordions and concertinas on display, along with all sorts of related memorabilia and accoutrements. I just like that word, accoutrements. Sounds important. They've got their beautiful concert hall. You can see that on the website, too. They've got the gift shop, all sorts of things. One of the only places left in the world with accordion and concertina repair and technician school, for that matter. You need to check it out and maybe consider a visit if you're going to be in the area up here in, in northeastern Minnesota or up the top side of Wisconsin there at Superior. And, hey, it's a nice place for a jumping-off point up the north shore of Lake Superior for some scenic camping, hiking, and whatnot. And, yes, there are hotels and resorts if you're not a camper. Because I'm done with camping, but I still like to plug it. Because it was fun when I was young and the kids were little. But now it's just a mosquito fest. But you don't have to worry about that when you're at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet, okay? Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band. Goosetown, of course, being New Ulm, Minnesota, which on this record it says New Ulm, Minnesota, polka capital of the world. It's right here printed on the record, so you know it's got to be true. Fez Fritchie and the orchestra. This is the Pepper Pot Polka. Fritchie and his Goosetown Band. That's the Pepper Pot Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another show. Having a good time spinning the records. Hope you're dancing. Hope you're having some fun. I got to remember to find a waltz before the show is done this week. I think I got a couple in last week, didn't I? I did pretty good. But we have an Oberic for you now. Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. This is the Picnic Grove Oberic. All right, there you go. The Picnic Grove Oberic, Dave Potvin, and the Crystal Airs Orchestra. That's Crystal spelled with an H, by the way, just to be fancy, I think. Yeah, you're with us here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Whoopi John coming up here in a second. How's the weather in northern Minnesota? I know you're asking yourselves that. No, you're not, but I pretend that you're asking yourselves that. Not bad. A lot of melting. A lot of 40 and 50-degree weather. I like that, although we've got another cooling trend coming in. A little rain today, which helps get rid of some of the snow, but then there's talk of maybe an inch of snow on top of it all. So as long as it doesn't turn into freezing rain, we can work with it. And I know that you people in California and Florida, you don't know what freezing rain is like. Imagine this. You step out your front door and fall on your butt because your front door is, your front sidewalk is smooth glare ice. And then you gingerly walk your way to the car, perhaps by stepping off the sidewalk onto the grass, which has maybe a couple of inches of snow that your feet can sink into for traction. And then you get to your car and you hope you were parked inside, because if not, your car is encased in glass. Kind of looks like one of Cinderella's slippers, if encased in glass. And you bust your way through the glass, you get in the car and you try to drive, and everything is slipping, spinning tires. Oh, it's fun. Anyway, I don't want to depress you talking about it. I got Whoopi John and the orchestra next over here on turntable number one. Here's the Ring the Banjo Polka. There you go. Oh, surprise ending. Oh, I hate when that happens. Makes the disc jockey sound stupid. There you go with Whoopi John there and the Ring the Banjo Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. I almost feel like I should play that ending again. I feel bad now that I interrupted the last note. And you know, when you're playing records, you can do that sort of thing. Let's just, young people don't get the, put the needle back on the end of the record there. Hang on. Okay, let's see if we can't get that ending and get it right here, because I kind of messed it up. Thank you. There, see? That was almost the shaving a haircut two bits ending. Not quite, though, but pretty close from Whoopi John there. You know, shaving a haircut. The ending that's on a lot of songs, especially old Spike Jones records. Dun, 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 dun. That shaving a haircut, two bits. See, you learn something every day. You know, that was the Ring the Banjo Polka. If you remember on the show a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks, whatever it was, a while back, I mentioned I bought a banjo. And I have somewhat sincere intentions of learning how to play it. And I was listening to that song and I thought, you know, I can play all those notes. I just can't even come close to playing them in that order. But they're all on that banjo somewhere. All right, what do we got here? Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones over here at turntable number two. This particular one has Eddie doing the singing along with Chet Kolkowski. I thought I'd be able to pronounce it better than that, but then I messed it up. Anyway, here they are with the Going to Poland Polka.
Polacy, rodacy, jedziemy do Polski. Zobaczymy miasta, zobaczymy wioski. Zobaczymy miasta, zobaczymy wioski. Zobaczymy polskie góry i doliny. Zobaczymy miły nasz kraj i rodziny. Zobaczymy miły nasz kraj i rodziny. Przecież jak to miło zobaczyć krewnego, albo przyjaciela dawno znajomego, albo przyjaciela dawno znajomego. Przecież Polska nasza, droga ukochana, oczekuje na nas, jak matka kochana, oczekuje na nas, jak matka kochana. Byłem już trzy razy w Polsce na wizycie i jeszcze pojadę, choć mi nie wierzycie. I jeszcze pojadę, choć mi nie wierzycie. Gdy odwiedzisz Polskę, to będziesz szczęśliwy, żeś już ściskał ręce swojej drogiej rodziny. Żeś już ściskał ręce swojej drogiej rodziny.
Well, there you go, Eddie and the Versatones there. They're going to Poland Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Don't forget, if you have request, dedication, comment, question, or just need someone to send a message to for the fun of it, there are a million ways. Well, okay, not a million, like four. There are four ways you can get in touch with the Zumpa Hour. How do I do that, you might ask? I hear you questioning. How, Tim? How can we possibly? You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985 if you have a request or dedication. Glad to take care of it that way. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email us. That's easy. It's just oompahour, all one word, at AOL.com. Or you can look it up on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And that, any of those ways, you can get us a message if you have a request or a dedication or question about a record or something. Get a lot of messages now and then come in from people that, young people that are like, you know, my grandpa used to have a polka band and it was called whatever, you know, it was. And I was looking for it on the internet and I found that you had played one of his records on your show like 4 years ago. And so, yeah, we like to hear from you. And yeah, not that I want to do it all the time, but every now and then somebody will hear a long lost relative's band on the show and we can arrange to get them a copy of the recording, or maybe we have a spare copy of the record or something. Because a lot of these you can't find any place because they're, you know, a lot of them were small bands that just put out like a 45 or two and they never had any albums and they never had any CDs or anything. So they're hard to find because mostly mostly because I'm lazy. Most of what I play here on the show are 45s. I got mountains of albums over there, and I do play songs from the albums. But I love the 45s. They're so handy. It's because 45s are what brought in the concept of disc jockeying, you know, because you have little discs and you can jockey them. I don't know. I'm obviously full of baloney. But anyway, let's do Danny Chinerva and his Merrymakers Orchestra. This is the Bingo Polka.
B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new date you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how bingo goes. Do the chicken hop, waltz around the floor. Do the Chelsea bounce, you will your floor. Do the old time swing, memories this will bring. Hearts are sure to sing, bingo polka. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how this polka goes. La, la. Dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how the bingo goes. Do the chicken hop, once around the floor. Do the Chelsea bounce, you will yell for more. Do the old time swing, memories this will bring. Hearts I should sing, bingo polka. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how this polka goes.
There you go. That's the Bingo Polka. Danny Chinerva and his Merrymakers Orchestra. Haven't heard that one for a long time here on the Oompa Hour. Hey, glad you're with us to hear all these records that you hardly never get to hear on the show. What is going on here? I don't understand how this happens. Every week I'm doing the show and I'm playing my little 45s and I'm having a good time. And then somehow I wind up with a record, but I have no sleeve to put it back into. What the heck is going on here? You would think that as a radio professional, I would be more organized, don't you think? Let's see. When's the last time we heard Little Joe's Dance Band? A long time. I could actually look it up, but we don't have that kind of time. But it's somewhere in this computer here. And if you were going to hear Little Joe's Dance Band, what would be the definitive song? I hear you screaming back the correct answer, Little Joe's Polka. So here you go.
Thank you.
There you have it, Little Joe's Polka, Little Joe's Dance Band. Little Joe's in charge of that whole thing here at Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, during that record, I grabbed a record that I wanted to play on the show. I've got the Amelia Polka, Lawrence Dukow's Red Raven Orchestra. And in fact, I wanted to play the Hot Clarinet Polka, which is on the flip side of the record. And the record's filthy dirty. I don't know where this got dug out of what shelf in the back here someplace, because it's just grungy. I mean, I have like black dirt on my hands just from pulling the record out. So while you were listening to Little Joe's Band, I was quick trying to wash this Lawrence Dukow record. And I only had time to wash one side. And it just so happens I was started on the Amelia Polka side, so I don't have the Hot Clarinet Polka ready to play for you. So instead, we'll play the side that did get washed, and this is a really good beat-up record. It's got a lot of that scratchy old 45 patina on it. Lawrence Dukow's Red Raven Orchestra, here's the Amelia Polka. It's the laughing that makes it, doesn't it? There's a Lawrence Dukow's Red Raven Orchestra. You're in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour if you're wondering what the heck is going on here. Glad you have us along for an hour of great polka music enjoyment here on the show. And, hey, glad you're listening to wherever you're listening to this, whether you're listening on a local radio station or a web stream or a podcast or there's a million ways you can hear stuff nowadays. But anyway, we're glad to have you along. I got Artois Lunas in the orchestra. Actually, I have Artois Lunas in the orchestra. I don't got them. Let's use proper English here. We could be influencing the tiny tots. Here's the Lawrence Welk Polka, Artois Lunas and his orchestra.
Lawrence.
There you go, Art Walunas and the orchestra. Everybody's doing the Lawrence Welk Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You know, it's just, last week, I believe, the anniversary of Lawrence Welk's birthday. So way to go, Larry. You know, those shows are still on reruns, and I still love to watch them. You know why? Even though everybody thinks it's all corny and weird, and they thought that, you know, 40 years ago. The musicianship on the Lawrence Welk Show is fabulous. And where do they find that many costumes in pastel colors? Isn't it amazing? All right, I've got a group here right out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Says so right on the record. Dick Metko and his boys from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Iron Mountain Polka. There you have it, Dick Metko and his boys. That's the Iron Mountain Polka coming at you from Appleton, Wisconsin, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, every now and then I say to myself, self, you need to play a really annoying record. Yeah, I don't know why. But every now and then, it's still, you know, Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band. That is what it says on the record. America's Greatest Polka Band is the name of the band. And my cat likes this one. It's called Meow, 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 Meow. And I'm not kidding. The title of the song is the word meow 4 times. So you might want to get your cat near your radio or wherever you happen to be listening to the song.
Miau, kotki śpiewają. Miau, 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 dobrze się mają, bo dosyć się napoili, ogonki stoją. Polka, ginger, tiger, buzi, ty tak się nie boją. Miau, 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 tak w trawie leżą. Miau, 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 biedy nie wiedzą. Jeden, drugi, trzeci, czwarty ładnie się bawią. Miau, 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 razy śpiewają. Miau, 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 here's our quartet now. That's our kittens when they're sitting. They don't sing bow wow. Yum 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 yum. This is what I hear from our forecast: polka, tiger, bushy tail, ginger.
What a lovely sound!
Meow, 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 meow. Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band says so right on the record here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. What do we got going on here? Got to check the old clock on the wall so I remember to stop playing records at the right time. Who's coming up here? The Milan Rakonovic Orchestra is next, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see. What did I promise you? Oh, yeah, the Milan Rakonovic Orchestra. Sure, here's the Dance With Me Polka. The Milan Rakonovic Orchestra there, the Dance With Me Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Frank Wojnarowski and his orchestra. And that's kind of hard to say, but it's even tougher to type it out, man. There's a lot of letters in that name. This is called Marmalade.
zawraca się. Nie będę, nie będę, nie będę pił, tylko szklaneczkę wody. Kasińku, Kasińku, ach proszę cię, nie dawaj mi czekolady. Nie będę, nie będę pił, tylko szklaneczkę wody. Kasińku, Kasińku, ach proszę cię, nie dawaj mi czekolady. Tylko szklaneczkę wody. Kasińku, Kasińku, ach proszę cię, nie dawaj mi czekolady.
There you have it, Frank Wojnarowski and his orchestra there, Marmalade, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Here we go with the bartender song, Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra.
Takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
I know the bartender, he and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's when the friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
When I want one for the road, he says you've had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
one on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had, one on the house.
One on the house.
Bartender down the street, they call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy, he never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had,
it's time we had,
one on the house.
One on the house.
Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show as we head into the end of another show. Now, let me tell you, I just realized that we are down to the last record of the show, and I have yet to play a waltz this week. And I don't think we have ever gone out on a waltz at the end of the show, but I always promise you at least one waltz. And I only got one record left for this week, so we got to do the waltz. You ready? Johnny's Hot Shots Here's the St. Paul Waltz. There you go, Johnny's Hot Shots. You don't hear them very often. That's the St. Paul Waltz. As, well, we just wrap up another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour just like that. That was a close one. We almost didn't get our weekly waltz in there. Where would all you people that want to dance all slow and smushy be without a waltz at the end of the show, huh? Wow, glad we got that in there.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Povey, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.